MEB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For God is great, and yes, he's greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Father God, we want more of you and less of us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as we partake of this word, O God, continue to give us more wisdom, more knowledge, more revelation of your word. But most of all, God, the understanding that we need to comprehend your word. And Father God, we thank you for everything that you are doing and everything that you are about to do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free on this morning. God, someone needs to hear a word in season, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we trust in you and we stand in on your word. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of Jeremiah, the 7th and the 8th verse. That's Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And it said, "Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is trusting God through hard times. Oh, come on, somebody can relate to this. In the midst of hard times, how can I trust God? Thank you for the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. That simply means that the person who puts their faith and reliance solely on God is truly blessed. Mm-hmm. And is compared to a tree planted by water, which thrives even in heat and drought, symbolizing enduring strength and resilience in the face of challenges. Essentially, trusting in God brings stability and unwavering hope, regardless of circumstances. You see, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Ah, come on here, somebody. Ooh, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Faith is not the belief that God will do what you want. It is the belief that God will do what is right. Without faith, nothing is impossible. So we're going to look at the key points about Jeremiah 17, 7, and 8. Trust in God. The central message is the importance of placing complete trust in God. Now, not allowing doubt to creep in. Mm-mm. Because when doubt appears, everything you believe in God for becomes null and void. Because God does not move in the midst of doubt. You either going to trust him or you're not going to trust him. So the first key point is trust in God. The second key point is the tree analogy. Tree that is planted by water represents the stability and fruitfulness that comes from trusting in God. Trees are frequently mentioned in the Bible and often have significance as a metaphor. In Psalms 1 and 3, a person who steers clear of the ungodly and delights in God's word is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Likewise, the book of Jeremiah says that those whose confidence, listen here, is in the Lord are like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17 and 8. So it's basically saying it doesn't matter what may come, what the doctor report may say. God says that I'm already healed. It doesn't matter. I doesn't have the finances for to cover all of my bills. God had already said he will supply all of my needs. I have to put my trust in what he says. I have to put my trust in the word of God. And when I put my trust in the word of God, it will activate. It will bring everything that I'm believing God for to come to fruition. Oh, come on here, somebody. To be like a tree planted by streams of water is to be one who has a regular supply of nourishment and refreshment. Plants growing near water are easily sustained and can thrive. Water is the ultimate source of life for a tree. So to be planted by water is to have a regular supply of life itself. To be rooted and grounded in the word of God, you have study the word of God. You have to allow the word of God to be planted and be rooted in your spirit in order for you to grow. You wonder why there is so much of spiritual immaturity. It's because of the fact the word of God is not being planted in the believer. Come on here, somebody. If you continue to read the word of God, the word of God will be life. It is your spiritual nourishment. Oh, somebody better catch that. You cannot afford not to read your word. You cannot afford to not to even pray. Whoo, mother the Oboshai. God told me last year that 2025 would be a year of testing for the believer. Because if you don't know the word of God, and if you do not know God, you will not be able to stand. Come on here, somebody. The word of God sustains you. It will help you to grow strong and sturdy. It is a good root system. Also, such a tree will constantly bear fruit, which is one of its primary purposes. You cannot bear fruit if you don't have the word of God. In these days, you can easily tell a person who is rooted in the word of God and the ones who are not, because they are always talking defeat. It's always defeat. It is never nothing positive. It's always something coming out of their mouth negative. I'm to the place now in my life, I cannot afford to be around anyone that has a negative spirit. I have to be around someone that is like-minded, that can uplift me as well as I can uplift them. Finally, the well-watered tree has the ability to provide shade and therefore rest to anyone who is in need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when we delight in and meditate on the word of God, as the blessed man does in Psalm 1, we too will be like a tree planted by streams of water. We will be firmly rooted in Jesus, our ultimate source of life, will bring nourishment and refreshment. We will regularly bear fruit, as Galatians 5, 22 and 23 teaches us. And we, as a tree planted by streams of water, will provide shade and rest to others who are burdened and are in need. Come on here, somebody. Galatians 6, second verse and the 10th verse. Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. It is in giving our burdens to Jesus that we find true rest, and as a result, true strength. And as the tree planted by streams of water does not fear when heat comes, if you is planted in the word of God, you would not be shaken when the enemy brings something your way. Oh my God, come on here. So does the rooted in Jesus have peace when troubles and trials come. You have peace. And the leaves of the tree planted by streams of water are always green. So will the one rooted and grounded in love always will be alive. Ephesians 3 and 17. And so the fourth key point to Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 is not fearing hardship. Just as well-rooted trees isn't afraid of heat, those who trust God can face any difficulties without fear. And the fourth one is fruitfulness. You are learning to trust God during the hard times. The trees continuously bearing fruit signifies the positive outcomes and the blessings that result from faith in God. You cannot allow your faith to waver. Trust in God during the hard times. Do not allow doubt to creep in. Continue to build your faith on the word of God. Continue to seek his face. Let us pray. God, we pray that as we walk through difficulties, dry, even dark days, that we would not cease to bear fruit. Oh, precious Father, we pray for that in our lives and also, God, in the lives of others that have been connected to us. And Father God, we ask that you will help us to bear fruit, even when it is dark, it's hard, and we face difficulties. Days surround us because our trust is in you. And God, even during hard times, ignite our faith. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Save the date and mark your calendars. Yes, the Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June 14, 2025 at Design Hill Church, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. Starts at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4. Ticket sales will begin April the 7th on Eventbrite. Let me tell you, all proceeds is going to the Zion Hill Youth Center. We are getting ready to build a youth center, and it's not only for our Zion Hill youth, it is for all the youth in the community. And what I love about this play, different members from the churches in the community, They have grabbed hold to the vision, and we are working together to bring this vision to pass. So if you need to contact me regarding